There's a new exhibition of drawings and constructions in the main gallery of the Zollner Art Center on the campus of Lehigh University. Anthony Viscardi, Tracing Time to Measure Space, on view now through December 8th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. For over 20 years, the practice of tracing shadows has informed the architectural scholarship in Anthony Viscardi's inquiry into creative design theory. His creative as well as inspirational drawings and constructions derive from direct observation of the passage of light over time and navigate a conceptual landscape between two- and three-dimensional space. Viscardi's process traces time by representing sequential frames of individual frozen moments into a single image, tracing time to measure space. The mapping of the shadow records the interplay of the object casting shadows, and the reading of the shadow map represents or recasts a new object. The resulting work is not form-driven, but is a result of space and time in an act of making. Viscardi has also been chosen artist-in-residence for the Experimental Printmaking Institute at Lafayette College for the 2013-2014 academic year. He's had solo exhibitions at the Atlanta College of Art, Lehigh University's Wilson Gallery, Gallery 165 in Buffalo, Nexus Contemporary Art in Atlanta, Philadelphia Museum of the Arts, Allentown Art Museum, and the Banana Factory Center for the Arts in Bethlehem. Architect, artist, Anthony Viscardi.
I think drawing in general, physiologically, places you in the present. When you're drawing, you are in the present. You're not in any other space. I think when you're on the computer, it's a much more vicarious experience. Equally as beautiful, incredible potential, but there's something physiological about drawing. Even when I'm doing these pencil on Mylar, they become three-dimensional because I can add thickness to the line. But the beautiful thing I feel that I've discovered about this is that notion of the smear, because the computer can't smear unless you do it purposely. And I smear, if I'm working in one area for a long time, that area is darker. That means when I erase it, the objects come out higher. So if you look at the circle, the circle is really dense because I'm working all around it. And the funny thing is that the computer has taken the role of what drawings used to be for architects to make buildings. But now drawing, everything I learned as a young architect, I use as my art form. The rapidograph, the parallel bar, all these things that I'm using are now been liberated from making architecture because the computer does it. Kind of the similar way I think that photography allowed painting to become more open. We're not documenting anymore. So drawing, it, for me, has become quite interesting in the sense that I'm using all the techniques I learned as a young architect and as a student to now make these phantasmagorical landscapes, or whatever you want to call them.
The nice thing and the good thing about the less is more notion here is that you really get a chance to contemplate these things, to really take time, slow down, and really consider these things.
I've actually talked to people after they've seen either my work or my students have done the project. They now see things more. And I think as a teacher, we try to teach our students mostly to see, because a lot of times there's so much stuff around us we ignore. But I think you have to kind of turn a station on in your brain. And when people have come through the opening, they would come up to me with all these ideas. You know, when I looked at this thing, it made me think of blah, blah. And that's great. I like that the art is not just a matter of consuming an aesthetic piece. It's actually an act that allows the viewer's imagination to be ignited. And so that, for me, is a big success. For me, time, space, and light are what we do in architecture, what we do in film, and in music. It's the most present experience because you have it and then it's gone. I didn't mention the shadow piece in here because that was something that we came upon as a group. I think we said it'd be great to have a live shadow here. And we had several different ideas of how to do it. And I think in the end, collaboratively, we came up with this idea of projecting the shadow. To me, it always feels a little bit like Batman's signal in the sky. It's quite strong to come into the studio and see it because it almost commemorates the essence of this whole process, which is the shadow. It's not a drawing. It's a shadow. It becomes many things later. It's not a model of an object. It's a model that represents the act of mapping. So it really wasn't made to make the model. It was made to make the shadow. Having it here is kind of nice. When I walk by the space, the way they set it up, that shadow really kind of invites you in. It's the kind of thing that's, it's not new. People have been doing this forever, like Thales in the pyramid and sundials to keep time. When I go see things like Mesa Verde with cliff dwellings of the Indians and see how those buildings were literally designed based on how the sun moves. When you see buildings that have been designed around the movement of the sun, they're quite beautiful and profound. The light becomes a way to arrange rituals of the day, which is quite beautiful.
What I find most striking about this one, I guess it's because of the single source of light shining on it. The shadow seems much more three-dimensional than the object.
You're absolutely right. I didn't really notice that. You definitely get a three-dimensional sense in the shadow. That basically the essence of all my work.
Anthony Viscardi, Tracing Time to Measure Space, is on view through December 8th in the main gallery of the Zollner Art Center on the campus of Lehigh University, where he'll be giving a lecture on the work on Thursday, November 7th at 5 p.m. That event and the exhibition are free and open to the public. For more information, the gallery's number is 610-758-3615. More information also available at luag.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.